I guess it's time to update Biggie's board here.
Yeah.
Biggie, if you don't know this now, we are keeping track of Biggie's days without illness. It is brought to you by AmericanLeakDetection.com. If you have a leak around your home or you suspect you might, they'll take care of it for you. We are up to three consecutive. Woo-hoo. All right. All right. Clap it up. 3 days. 3 days in a row. I don't know how the Rockies did last night.
Yeah.
They're not playing the Red Sox.
What a great week to miss a day, too, as all the big bosses have a meeting.
True. They were gone.
I know.
They were not here.
I pulled in the next day. I said, what are all these cars doing here?
Yeah.
And I actually thought about texting you guys and saying, if they're going to fire me, can you just ask them to come out here? Can just tell me through my car.
You didn't want to walk in.
I didn't want to. Yeah, the worst to me, and the comedian D.L. Ugly used to do a bit on this, and he's right. If you're going to get fired, don't make me come in.
Yeah, really.
Call me at home and say, hey, we're making some changes, which I think the employer would like better, too.
Good point. So it's not face-to-face.
You can't. There's no risk of anyone getting angry.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, today was your last day.
Yeah. So when I pulled in the other morning, I saw all our boss's cars here. I thought, oh, man, this could be it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I parked, and I thought about sending a text to you guys saying, ask him to come out here and do it. I can give him my gate clicker. I'll come back later for my stuff. Just box it up.
You don't need to cane it in here.
No. I'd be more upset about that. I'd be like, you could have fired me in my car.
Come on. Yeah, how dare you? Why didn't you just come out there?
Yeah, but I think more firing should be done
remotely.
Now, yeah, just call, an hour before their shift.
That was the plot of the Clooney movie, Up in the Air.
Yeah, he got
remote firing.
He did the firing.
Because the bosses were too, and he called them the P word. He's like, they're too big of wussies to go and fire the employees themselves. So they hired
That's
me to
true.
Do
he would do it in person at first, but they toward the end of the movie, they had worked up this technology where they would do it via Zoom, essentially.
That was the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to do it
even less personally.
So instead of flying to all these locations to fire people, they just do it via the video.
Well, and that's what the whole point of the bit was, that it's like, listen, I'm already going to be pissed I'm getting fired, but now I'm extra pissed because you made me drive here.
That's a great point. And, what I think employers would say is probably like, well, they deserved a sit down in person. So we waited for it. Yeah, we do it on a Friday.
We did this out of respect for you because even though we're letting you go, blah, blah. No. From home. Don't make me get dressed.
Just text me.
Yeah.
Is that legal? That too. Is that binding? I don't know. I mean, who knows what sort of language there is.
Yeah. People had to get fired during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there were a lot of those remote calls.
Via email.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom
call saying, hey, I'm sorry, we're letting you go for whatever reason.
But we have to do it.
Yeah.
And you're not here. Mm-hmm. I just tell you. That's a good point. That's a really, instead of having to drive all the way in here on a Friday, maybe they want you to be able to clean out your desk and stuff,
Well,
but generally,
oftentimes you don't do it.
They don't let you.
No, yeah. Somebody else does it. Yeah.
It's like, get out. We'll get your stuff to you.
Yeah, that's right. And they'll say, come back on Saturday and I'll be the only one.
But someone has to monitor.
Yeah, somebody has to come in and do that with you. Man, I never thought about that. Now, when I got into this business, I was told, you're going to get fired multiple times. It's a business where you get fired.
Mm-hmm.
And knock on wood, I have not been yet. And the reason I think that is because I'm so milquetoast and so agreeable to whatever.
Yes. When you placate.
Yeah.
You play both sides. Mm-hmm. You tell people what you think they want to hear.
Wow, yeah.
Mission accomplished.
You should write a book. Placate your way to meh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because to the bosses, you'd be like, oh, yeah, they're a liability. They're terrible.
Right.
But once the person is fired and they let you know, you'd be like, oh, my God.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Not Harry.
That's how you have to play it. John, talking about getting fired. Biggie said, look, if they're going to fire him, just call him or text him. Don't even worry about making him come in. Go ahead.
So a couple years ago, I got fired from over a text message at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
8 a.m. on a Saturday?
You know what I say? Perfect.
Yeah.
Your whole day opens up?
Yeah.
Was it a surprise to you, or did you see it coming?
Oh, no, complete surprise. I had no idea it was coming.
Man. And
did you have to get stuff from your workplace?
Yeah. I was an electrician, so I had to get stuff out of the work truck. And
yeah.
I had to hand in my t-shirts for the company and get my last check from another employee. I'm like, can you meet me personally, give me my paycheck?
Yeah,
you have to give back the shirts.
Man, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Did you like being? I mean, of course you didn't like being fired, but over text, was it okay for you, or do you wish you had been there and had to, they did it in person?
I felt kind of disrespected by it.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. I think that's why they do it in person. That is a little disrespectful. Now, let me ask you this. Some people say that when you lose a job, of course, you're devastated at first, but a lot of times they say, well, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. It forced me to do this, and now I'm in a better career. Has it worked out for you?
Oh, yes. 2 careers later, I'm working for local government.
Okay, good for you. So that a lot of people do say that. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. It's like they're let go, and then they say later, you know, I wasn't going to do it myself, and it got me out of this quagmire that I was in, and it worked out okay. So they say. I've heard that before. Lawyer E, you're talking about being fired as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm a prosecutor, and we had a guy get got charged recently. He was in court. He's a truck driver. And he went MIA, and his boss was from up north in the Midwest that he flew down here when he located the truck on GPS, and he came down to fire the guy and take the truck back. And apparently the guy was suffering from the side effects of methamphetamine use, and he was going to jump back in the truck and leave. Law enforcement got there to stop him. And had to haul him away. And as he was getting hauled away, the boss told him he was fired. And he said, I'm going to F you up. So then he get picked up additional charges for that.
Yikes.
Wow. I would have been, if he said, I'm going to F you up, I'd have been, you know me, I'd have been shaking in my
boot.
A meth-fueled trucker telling you he's going to F you up?
Let me tell you this, too. You wouldn't have even come for the truck.
No.
You'd have been like, you know what? Keep the truck.
Keep the truck.
You know what? Yep, yep.
And at that moment, when he said, I'm going to F you up, I'd have said, you know what? Maybe we can rehire you.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe there's.
Yeah, your next round of meth is on me.
How about a raise? Would you like a raise?
Yeah, exactly. If I ever went in to fire somebody, I'd wind up giving them a raise and a bonus. Tom, you're talking about being fired also. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I used to work for an ambulance service. P1, by the way.
Thank you.
We came in that morning. We were washing the ambulances. The first thing, you know, we washed the ambulances before we get started. And the boss man walks by and looks at my partner and says, hey, when you get finished washing that ambulance, come see me. It's like, okay, boss. Got finished washing the ambulance, went up there, came back. He said, I just got fired. I said, what? He said, yep. Made me wash the ambulance first and then fire me.
Slap in the face.
That's where you get pissed
that
off.
That right
people.
There. Yeah. Yeah. Then you've done
then you get disgruntled.
Oh. You knew you were firing me before I washed that ambulance.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, armor all the tires. You missed one.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would
see?
Tick me off. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you for your service. Have you seen Biggie?
Yes.
Biggie, have you ridden his?
Not yet.
Have you guys?
Have you all crossed paths?
You know Tom? Yeah. You know Tom? You will.
Not yet.
You'll meet Biggie eventually. I've had two instances where people here were fired. Remember, there was a guy we knew very well. And he came into our office one day. Now, I had to go do a live broadcast.
Yes. And I remember this day.
Okay. He came into our office many years ago. And we were good friends. And he said, I think I'm going to get fired.
He was very concerned.
And he had been here a while and was a big member of a different program. And I was like, impossible. That is not going to happen.
That's not how this company operates. Not how our management operates. I know our management.
That's right.
You're a good employee. You've got nothing to worry about.
I said, rest assured, my friend, you are not being fired. Well, I had to drive 20 minutes to the live broadcast. When I got there, the guy working the live broadcast with me said, he just got fired.
Hey, did you hear about such and such?
What? He just got fired. I said, what? My last words to him was, you will absolutely not be fired. I haven't seen him since. That was it. And then, was it front row? A front row. Now, was it him? Oh, he wanted to work in a different department.
Yeah.
And I said, and
you've told two people to follow their dreams.
God, that's
they
right.
Follow them right out the door.
Two people have said,
they thought they wanted to be in different departments within the company.
Yeah. And
they felt their skills could be better used,
better utilized. And I said to both of them, well, go to your supervisor.
Talk to management.
Talk to management. And just,
I said,
they're flexible, reasonable people. They're good people. Just tell them, I don't think it's working right for me in this department.
I'll be great in this department.
And both of them went to them, and the next time I saw them, they were carrying cardboard boxes out with their stuff in.
How'd it go? Where are you going with that box?
Is that a plant and a book? What is that, a photograph?
Why are you crying?
They both said.
Are they painting your office?
What's that paint I smell?
Oh, I see you're moving offices. Must have worked. No.
They both went in, sat down with the supervisor, and said, I think I could be better utilized in a different department. And they said, oh, you're not happy here? You're fired.
GTFO.
They GTFO'd before GTFO was even a thing. Right. Michael, you're talking about being fired also. Go ahead.
Okay. This is back when I was in school. I was working at a movie theater, and I did my homework there, you know, by midnight. But one night I was bored, so I decided to write a little poem about my boss. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a very good one, but I kept it in my notebook. Well, I went home, and I forgot my notebook. 2 days later, they found it. My boss calls me and says, I don't think we need you to come back anymore.
Oh, man.
Poem.
Oh, the poem got
Have you seen my notebook?
I meant to take it home, and I forgot. Can I have my notebook back?
Yeah. Wow.
Do you remember any of the poem to this day?
I was talking about, I remember a cricket underneath the sink was making noise, and I was talking about my boss, how she was mean and aggravating.
That was it. In poetry form. That's got to be a first. A poem about the boss. Thank you, Michael. Manfred 5000, you're talking about losing a job. Go ahead.
Guys, good morning.
Morning.
I think timing is everything. Mm-hmm. And me and a buddy showed up to work early. Mm-hmm. We work for a leading poultry producer. I can't say the name.
Okay, right.
So anyways, corporate comes in, like Biggie was saying, he saw all these cars, he was worried. We got in because we knew sales were slumping and everybody was on the chopping block.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So the plant manager comes in the cafeteria, and he's looking a little wobbly. He's looking at us, and I asked him, I won't say his name. I said, Blank, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and my buddy. He said, don't mistake my tiredness for my drunkenness. That was his first sentence. And we were like, what? And we looked at each other, and then 30 minutes later, the same guy was being brought out in cuffs in a cop car. He's like, don't take me out of here. I know my rights. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's how you go out.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Your last phrase is, I know my rights. Oh,
blaze of glory.
Cuffed.
Thanks, Mandarin 5000. Vicky, go ahead.
Hey, so when I was in high school, I had a cousin, and she was going through a rough patch with her mom, so she lived with us, and she worked at a little local grocery store. Mm-hmm. And over the summer, we had a crowd that would go to the lake, and she kind of was feeling like she was missing out. So I had applied for a job at the grocery store to work with her because I thought it would be fun and cool. So one day we were going to the lake, and she called in sick and just at the last minute, so... after she hung up the phone, it wasn't 5 minutes later, I got a phone call and they said, hey, you want a job? And I said, yeah, great. Yeah, sure. When they said, well, we'll get ready to fire a girl. So, she lost her job and I got it.
Well,
classic.
Love it.
Two Wheel Hardo, our last firing story. Go ahead.
So years ago, I worked at this place that was known for like letting you work all day mm-hmm. and then firing you right at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I was running a crane at the time, and they called on the radio and told me to have this guy come up front. Well, all of us at our different, it was an outdoor job. We all had different stations, but we had headsets. And it was like being on the phone. You could all talk at one time. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hey, man, y'all let person X know that he needs to go up front. I said, it's the end of the day. So tell him to grab his lunchbox. And the other guys were like, yeah, you got to get all your stuff, man. You know what this means. You know what this means when they call at the end of the day. And we got him all hyped up playing with him. Mm-hmm. He goes up front to the office and goes into HR lady's office like, if you're going to fire me, I want you to have to fire me right now. You don't wait to the end of the day. And this, like, he went on this tirade and they were like, well, that's not why we called you, but you can get your stuff and go.
I see you have your lunchbox.
Oh, no. Man, you talked him into it. That's hysterical.